Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So 23 years with the Buffalo News, and you know, this whole world of newspaper media has really changed a lot over the last decade, really the last several decades. And recently the Buffalo News announced that they had to offer buyouts for a lot of their staffs. Were you surprised to see how much it's changed, especially recently?
I was not surprised, but you could see a lot of it coming. Some of the strategies they're using, getting rid of some of their more, or encouraging some of their more marketable people to leave, that surprised me. The fact that they're cutting back. The News is actually, believe it or not, in maybe a better position than a lot of similar newspapers across the country, because they are owned by Warren Buffett and they have no debt. So that gives them a little bit of a clean slate to deal with, as opposed to the New York Daily News, which just had massive cutbacks yesterday. In fact, their staff is now roughly half the size of what's left at the Buffalo News for New York City, which is just astounding. But they were bought last year by Tronc, T-R-O-N-C, a big media conglomerate that owns the Chicago Tribune and other newspapers. They were bought for a dollar because of their debt. And Tronc has bought a lot of publications. A lot of newspapers were leveraged. And so in addition to trying to just break even selling ads and selling newspapers, they were paying huge amounts of debt. That's an advantage the Buffalo News has. It's never had that kind of debt since Warren Buffett bought it.
You know, in this day and age, I can just take out my phone, go on Twitter or Facebook, and I see all sorts of things, whether it's a local blog, whether it's the local news, the Buffalo News, you name it. You can find it all right on the phone. For people to want to actually get a subscription to a newspaper nowadays, what's the appeal of doing that?
Really, the only appeal, the main appeal of doing it is that you have people out there every day. If it's Twitter, if it's a blog, people go when they can around their other jobs. Whereas with a paper like the Buffalo News, which still has the largest reporting staff in the city of Buffalo, they're the ones that should be going out, going to places. It's their job to go do it. It's their job to go to the Amherst Town Board, to the Buffalo City Council, to the Erie County Legislature, and maybe when nobody else is there, to try to be there and at least try to cover it. And they probably do a broader section of that. And they also have the ability to do a little bit more investigative kind of journalism, the kind of thing that also the Investigative Post does. But they have the people to be able to do that. And other places can't really afford to dedicate somebody to that kind of work, where maybe they spend a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, maybe they off and on, they're working for 6 months or a year on a project to really unpeel some of the things that are going on behind the scenes. So that is what that is part of the attraction of it for buying it. And also, you get some voices, you know. Unfortunately, the news has lost a lot of its voices.
Here in 2018, of course, there's the 24-hour news cycle, and something always has to be turned out. Do you believe that nowadays news, because it's so oversaturated with everything going on in this 24-hour news cycle, that it's difficult for people to keep up with it?
Absolutely. We're overwhelmed. I mean, myself, sometimes I just turn everything off because I need to get away from it. You can't just have it coming, you know, notifications on your phone. I have notifications from a whole bunch of the from the TV stations, the Buffalo News, your station. I get notifications on news stories. Sometimes I'll have like five notifications on the same story from different media outlets within 2 minutes. And it's like, okay, there's only so much I can take of this. I got to back off for a while. So that's definitely a problem. There is that saturation and the repetition. One of the secrets of any media outlet, I think, now is trying to get things that are uniquely their own. because everybody can go to a press conference and report who just got announced as the Buffalo Bills' new coach, you know, and have it out there. But one of the things the news did that was pretty good before Tim Graham left was they sent him out to California to talk to people in his hometown and talk to his college coach and do something that nobody else had. If you can do that kind of thing, then you have something you can offer nobody else has, and other people are following you, and you've given people a reason to trust you and to go after your content and to pay attention.
Last question I got for you. 10 years from now, where do you see the newspaper industry? Loaded question, I know.
I really think that it probably will be online, most of it. Some of the premium brands, the New York Times, the Washington Post, and some of the specialty publications, probably the Wall Street Journal. And there will still be a paper press, but I think the metropolitan dailies, the medium-sized metropolitan dailies, like the Buffalo News, will probably be online. I think they already know that. I think the editor is aiming in that direction.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.